This week's Cut Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Stanley Culpepper, Extension Weed Specialist for the University of Georgia. Cut one coming down in 3, 2, 1.
If we have one weedy pest, say for example the palm amaranth, and we miss it, and it's a female plant, here in the southern part of any of the states, you'll produce 450,000 seed. So one plant this year, let's say 200 to 250,000 next year. The year after that is half the field. The year after that, it's the entire field. So the most important thing, in our opinion, if a plant comes in or spot is located, you have 1 to 2 years to essentially try to eradicate it. If you do not, by that third year, you will never, ever catch up. And the difference between year one and two, management is economical. Year three, there's absolutely no way with what's currently available for our growers that they will manage those populations economically.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
There's no reason every single grower who produces cotton does not prevent resistance. Now, once you come into some of these fields where you've got 100 plants per square yard and 90% of them are resistant, we're going to spend well over $50 per acre. We're going to have some fields go close to $100 per acre. And then keep in mind, at least in my state, we're going to mow 5 to 10,000 acres of cotton down at least every year since 2004 because we simply can't manage those populations. The key to success is the seed bank and the populations you have in that seed bank. If we develop you a program that gives you 95% control, you know what? If you got one plant per acre, we're in great shape. If you got 10 million per acre, you're not going to pick your crop. So it's all based on that seed bank, which means you've got to understand the pest you're fighting.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
And the most challenging thing for us in Georgia from 2004 through 2006 was convincing our growers that this is a very serious issue, and it's real. It's absolutely a real issue. These guys in 2004 and 2005 were calling me with complaints of 500 acres. My guys call me now, there's a complaint of 3 weeds. So they're aware of the situation, they accept how much money it would cost them to manage it once it comes in. And once you can convince the grower that he needs to be observant, he needs to realize this is serious, he needs to realize it's going to come visit him. There's no doubt it's coming, at least in the southeast and the mid-south, at some point. And the key is for him to get it in that first year or 2 years, and he can keep going just like he's been going with those preventative programs and not have to double or triple his herbicide cost or his tillage cost. Or impacts on other cotton production.